Hi, welcome to DigiFox Gamer Mini, and I'm Robin Smith. On this week's episode, new look to the Wii to hit shops by Christmas. Gamescom Awards, EA and Sony with nods. Don't cry for free. No, wait, do. As CryEngine 3 is made available. Gamescom 2011 highlights get a quick cover. And we look at this week's upcoming releases. First up, Nintendo has plans to release a new, slimmer model Wii this Christmas. The console is having all backwards compatibility removed from its hardware, which will include the use of GameCube-style pads. It's also to be designed to sit horizontally instead of vertically. The older model is to be phased out and replaced with the slimmer model by this holiday season. EA have been awarded Best of Show at Gamescom for Battlefield 3. They also got Best Console Game for FIFA 12 and Best Online for Star Wars The Old Republic. Sony also got its fair share of praise, as the Vita got Best Hardware and Uncharted Golden Abyss Best Mobile Game. Also, Blizzard got Best PC Game for Diablo 3 and Warner Brothers Best Family Game for Sesame Street Once Upon a Monster. Crytek revealed this week it is to make its CryEngine 3 development kit available for free for non-commercial use. The SDK contains the CryEngine 3 sandbox level editor along with the What You See Is What You Play tool. Crytek stated, "With the release of our SDK, we encourage creators to try out CryEngine 3 and hope it will lead to new companies being formed and using our engine." They continued, "More importantly, we expect to increase talent pool for CryEngine developers, as well as boosting our own online community of users. This SDK contains more toys than we have ever released before. It empowers people to create whole new games from scratch, not just mod our own games. So we encourage all aspiring and indie developers to try it out." Crytek is also offering a licensing model for developers looking to release games made commercially. The kit is available for download at crydev.net. As for highlights of Gamescom 2011, Namco announced the release of Tekken Hybrid, a compilation set to contain a HD take on Tekken Tag Tournament, originally seen on PlayStation 2, prologue version of the upcoming Tekken Tag Tournament 2, and the Tekken Blood Vengeance movie, all in one pack. Also, Sony announced Infamous 2, Festival of Blood, a PSN-only game where Cole, Infamous's lead protagonist, is turned into a vampire and has to locate a cure by morning. Capcom have also been taking much attention with a new trailer for Street Fighter Cross Tekken. This covers both battle features and the reveal of four new characters to the roster. The characters are, for Street Fighter side, Ibuki and Hugo, both from Street Fighter 3, and Ibuki most recently from Street Fighter 4, and Kuma and Raven from Namco, or Tekken. Trailers and videos from Gamescom 2011 will be available for viewing in our next issue, available on 1st of September. Lastly, let's have a quick look at the releases for the coming week. Starting today, 19th of August, we see Xenoblade Chronicles appear on the Wii. Then next week on the 23rd, Call of Duty Black Ops Resurrection Pack becomes available on Xbox Live. On the 24th, Hamilton's Great Adventure is available on PS3. And on the 24th also, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike Online Edition is available on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network. Well, that's all from DigiFox Gamer for now. Tune in next week for another mini bite of games information. Till then, bye. Lord, you're my only home.